We're quickly coming to the end of our readings in the book of Exodus, and as I've mentioned the last couple of times, there's a lot of repetition as the commands had been given, so now they are being carried out. And we have mentioned in the text today the table of showbread, the menorah, and also the altar of incense. They're also constructed personally by the one who was directing all of this activity, Bezaleel. He is the supreme craftsman, the one gifted by God with wisdom to do these things. And each piece of furniture actually tells us something about God's glory and his grace. The table of showbread held 12 loaves of bread, refreshed each week, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. It was a visible sign that God was their provider, that he was the one who gave them bread to eat. Offered to God, it reminded the Israelites that they needed to offer themselves to God's service. A good reminder of Romans chapter 12, the first two verses. God's our provider and our friend too. He sits down at table and communes with us. And so later in the service, we will come together around the Lord's table to be refreshed and reminded of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. The purpose of the lampstand, obviously, was to provide light, to light up that innermost recess of the tabernacle. It was a symbol of God's pure and perfect light. God is the life, the light giver, but he is also the life giver. The menorah was decorated with flowers and buds that were to remind Israel of the tree of life in the garden. God was the one who not only lights our life, but gives us life. Then there's the altar of incense. It filled the tabernacle with a pleasing fragrance that represented, the scripture tells us, the prayers of God's people that rise up to heaven. So we ask, as we look at three pieces of furniture, who is God? And we find that God is the one who hears and answers prayer. God is exactly what the Israelites needed. And Jesus Christ is everything that you and I could ever need too. He is the sacrifice for our sin. He is the living bread for our hunger. He is the light for our darkness. And the one who sits at the Father's right hand even now making intercession for us. And so the pictures there in the shadows of the Old Testament point us to Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of God. Again, I'm skipping a few sections if you're following along in your own Bible, but the gist of what we need to hear, I'll be reading. Again, hear the word of God. Bezaleel also made the table of acacia wood. 2 cubits was its length, 1 cubit its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold and made a molding of gold around it. And he made the vessels of pure gold that were to be on the table, its plates and dishes for incense, and its bowls and flagons from which to pour drink offerings. He also made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered work. Its calyxes and its branches were of one piece with it. The whole of it was a single piece of hammered work of pure gold, and he made its 7 lamps and its tongs and its trays of pure gold. He made it and all its utensils out of 1 talent of pure gold. He made the altar of incense out of acacia wood. Its length was 1 cubit and its breadth was 1 cubit. It was square, and 2 cubits was its height. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top around its sides and its horns. And he made the holy anointing oil also, and the pure fragrant incense, blended as by a perfumer. All the details that God had given, carried out to perfection by those gifted by God for the purpose of worshiping God and of pointing us to Jesus Christ. Thus far, the reading of God's word.